Hi, Julie.
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Good morning.
Good morning, or afternoon.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake there. Yeah, you're right.
I have suffered from puffy, fluid-filled ankles, only on the exterior of the leg, for 15 or more years. And so I've lowered my sodium, I've worn compression socks, I've tried to elevate my legs, but they persist. And so on a recent visit to the doctor, he suspected I have insufficient blood return to the heart when he saw some blue running up my shins, very faint blue, not really spider veins, but just a warning sign, and wanted to send me to the vascular surgeon to check that out. So I hoped you might be able to tell me if something, some other natural remedies that I might try rather than do that.
Okay. Can you give me some background details? And I kind of got to ask, how old are you, ma'am?
62.
Okay.
4 children.
Uh-huh. And you say this has been for over a decade now, this has been going on?
Yes.
Did it come
so I will have ache in my ankles and, you know, tired, you know, feeling tired, not extreme, but just the look of it concerns me. It concerns me that there might be a deeper problem that really needs to be attended to. I can live with this, but I'm not sure I should.
Well, I agree with you. And it occurred after menopause happened, right?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes if it's before menopause it comes on, it's a hormonally influenced thing, and even after menopause, sometimes that can linger. But no, if it's after menopause, probably not. But you did say on the outer surface of the ankle or the lower leg, not the inner surface. Is that both lower legs or just one?
Both legs and just the outer ankle.
Just the outer ankle on both.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's a strange kind of puffiness. It's not just swelling. It's like there is a viscosity to the fluid, and when I press it, it sort of bounces back, gives what, you know, goes in, stays for a second, and then comes back out.
Mm-hmm. That is a little different. Usually with swelling in tissues, as you just said, when it's pressed, it goes in, and then it stays there and slowly goes away, but you're saying it rapidly goes away.
I got to be careful about that. I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure about that, the speed of it. It just seems unusual to me. It seems like it shouldn't do what it's doing.
Well, no, you're right. It shouldn't. Now, before I would think of any vascular procedures, I would wonder why you weren't referred to what's called a lymphatic drainage specialist. Now, remember, this is on the outer side of one leg and the outer side of the other leg. So what that would indicate to me is that the problem is not in one leg or the other, pretty obviously, but higher in the body. And yes, the veins come up from the ankles and they unite into a big blood vessel that goes back to the heart. But the lymphatic channels, those, you know what lymph fluid is? It's the clear fluid. Yeah, okay, you know what the lymphatic... Those lymphatic channels also travel up the legs and they also unite into a larger lymphatic duct. And I have worked with people who've, I don't know how it happened, but who've had either blockages or semi-blockages in the lower lymphatic duct that led to swelling in the legs on the inner side as well as the outer side, not just the outer. I haven't worked with anybody who had just the outer side, but all they do is put into their search engine lymphatic drainage specialist. You could put in Seattle, you could put in your local community, and you'll find that there are actually a number of them in our region. And what do? They do what's called lymphatic massage. They know exactly where to massage to get the lymph flow going again. And it's not a painful massage. Now, it is sometimes a little bit of a deep massage, but they know better than to hurt their clients or they won't come back. And, yeah, and sometimes, ma'am, that clears this sort of thing up, and I'm not kidding. So
now, would that be a stick you pick up that you can't put down? And I'd have to continue that for the rest of my life?
No, ma'am. Once the drainage problem is cleared, it usually stays cleared. And there are ways of keeping the lymph flowing more more easily once we get a clearage block. Now, one of the simpler ones of those, you'd want to be consulting with a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine to make sure it's okay for you. But I worked with a mom and her child who she brought in because he was swollen up from practically below the belly button all the way to his toes, and the poor kid was only 3 years old. And above that, he looked perfectly okay, and she'd been told he had a problem with, again, lymphatic drainage in that lower duct. And what can we do? Well, in addition to sending that mom and the little one to a lymphatic drainage expert, we also had them use a carefully adjusted for a three-year-old dose of potassium iodide. And potassium iodide, it makes the lymph flow more smoothly. Now, for adults, if we're using potassium iodide, we usually can use one or two drops a day safely, but higher doses of potassium iodide have been known to suppress the thyroid gland, so you want to work with your doctor on that, make sure it's okay for you and no thyroid suppression involved. But what it does do, it makes lymph flow better. I doubt this is going to clear this whole thing up, though, because it sounds like there's some obstruction there. But what I'm saying is it could keep lymph flowing once it is flowing more freely. This little one, between the lymphatic drainage specialist and the tiny dose of potassium iodide, no, he didn't get his swelling cleared up 100%, but he did get it better than 50% cleared without any surgery or anything. And I'm sure he didn't get teased as much at school as he would have if he'd been looking like a balloon from below his navel, you know?
Well, that sounds very promising and very reasonable to me, and I will definitely pursue that.
Okay, and thank you for calling, ma'am.
Thanks so much.